I'm never going to stop. This is what I get when you're wearing brakes. The old personal show from Belly Matt LaBelle, hanging out, doing it like he usually does across the way. Glad to have him along with us. Thanks, bud.
My arms got tired.
Yeah, you're killing it, man. Killing it. As for you, you guys,
quite the drum solo.
Well, if you guys didn't see, your arms are probably tired from all the production work that happened yesterday on The Voice of One Wheel. It was a lot of fun, jam-packed show. That one was a blast. You did a good job on that. There was a lot. If you guys could see the amount of tabs that are open on his screen that he has to pull up in succession, and a lot of times not because of
Looch gets wild and
crazy ass host
to throw it to something different.
So like, what? Let's give them an idea of what prep looks like. So it's like, all right, so we'll probably do in order 1, 2, 3, and 4.
All right, chill out. I just woke up 5 minutes ago.
Okay, so we'll do 1, 2, 3, and 4. We'll just put them in order for you, right? And he goes, yeah, okay, just give me a minute. I say, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, start the show. All right, let's go. All right, Belly, let's go to 3. And he's like, what?
Great.
What happened?
Great. Great.
Well, it's all organic, and you got to do it when it comes up. And
sometimes 10 grand stuck out of Belly's arse, maybe.
Wow, from who? Call them out.
Nah, never. Okay. That's their full name.
Well, they're your people. They're your people.
There are two costumes being worn right now by the Social Media Lounge. One person is wearing a hot dog costume right now. Someone else is wearing a Jedi cloak.
What? Right now?
Yeah, Star Wars. Star Wars.
Video or it doesn't happen.
Okay, you calm down.
All right. So when this Jane found out about the broken off sensors in the garage, she went nuts. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, this is her parents' house. Yeah. And that sucks. So she starts yelling at everybody, and what she ends up doing is, all right, get upstairs, all of you, in this room. There's nothing in this room. There's nothing you can fuck up. It is literally an empty room. It is walls and carpet. That's it.
Yeah, can't red screw wine's up. Definitely getting spilled.
It's a red carpet. It's a red carpet. She's
spill
thought
all
of,
the red wine you want.
She's thought of everything, man. She's thought of it all.
Except the room got a little tiny when you put all 20 of you in there.
Yeah, and then when my best friend and I started wrestling in the middle. So what happened was...
What?
Yeah, so we didn't know what to do. We're all just locked in this room, and she's going on a rampage with her three girlfriends downstairs just crying and freaking the fuck out. What are we going to do? We didn't do anything wrong. I mean, obviously, we feel bad for her. But, I mean, I'm just sitting in this room with, like, 18 of my friends from high school, 15 of which I haven't seen in about 6 months, and we're still in high school mode because we're only freshmen in college. So when they put the 20 of us in a room and it's all guys.
Who bought the booze for this party? Who's the older person that bought the booze? Jeez.
Stay with the story. But not I'm, really sure. Not a detail that
don't,
matters.
Don't know how we got this booze, but we got it.
I'm going to wait.
Freshman
I'm gonna
in college
tell,
gotta,
this is I'm going to have you tell a story, and I'm just going to do every single possible derailer
need,
when you tell
need,
a story.
I need more details. How
Why
do you
does
underage
that matter?
Kids get booze?
Why does it matter?
Because...
This is why these stories go forever, because you guys just drive me down. If Potts was here, he'd probably be asking me what the name of the fake was.
What were you
whoever
wearing?
We used.
What was your
exactly.
costume?
Jesus.
What was your costume?
You tell it.
All right, so I'm going to guess that you were a baseball player. You
no,
up
I was actually Andre Agassi.
Oh,
I was close.
Nice.
Because, I mean, honestly, why don't I do my Andre Agassi from here on out?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Oh, my God. I'm pink. I'm pink. I look like
that's a good costume
Potts
for you,
baby. Oh no, I'm definitely.
So is that your go-to like switch
Agassi?
Up, like go-to like last minute costume?
But do you
idea?
See how we're
just
totally off
the
story? What you just out? Done? You
yes.
see what you've just done?
I've done. I've seen what I've done.
All right. Yeah, this is my Andre Agassi.
I'm a derailer for Halloween this year. Apparently.
Jesus Christ. We're gonna do that. Belly's gonna host on Friday. I'm gonna produce, and I'm gonna derail everything.
And I'm going to answer all the questions instead of like thinking of them as a derail.
This is not a, this
That's
is not
how
a,
my See this is how my conversations go. Like I will ask stupid questions and stories. This isn't just for Looch. I do this to everyone.
Yes, but not everyone you're talking to is hosting a radio show. You're a co-host on a show. That's what
know,
I'm trying to get you to realize. You're not just a person here.
You know,
you're
you
on
know
a
I'm
show.
Off the rails, Looch.
No, but you don't need to be, and you could actually like contribute to the show instead of taking away from it and asking questions that are going to get us on a tangent.
Yes, tangents. So
tell me about the Red Sox. Let's ask about the birthday of their 4-year-old child that won't matter. You know, it's like it doesn't matter who got the alcohol for us. We were hammered.
What were you drinking?
Suffice it to say, we were hammered.
Milwaukee's best?
Probably.
Natural
Natty Light. Probably
yeah.
out of a
back
yeah.
in the day when those Natty Light cases at 24 cost
what kind
you
of liquor?
$9.99.
What kind of liquor?
Oh, that was Aristocrat vodka.
100%.
Oh, man. So I have a friend who's a manager of an ABC store, and literally he told me the other day, because he works at right near the one near a college campus, and he says to me, I just had a bunch of guys come in and buy 120 bottles of Aristocrat.
Oh, my God.
They pretty much bought every flavor under the sun.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
All right. Now you go to timeout for 2 minutes so that I can get this story off the ground. Get out of here. Get out of here. Belly's out. All right. I've muted you.
Oh, you did.
Spooky. All right. Can I finish this? Please, no qualifiers. Please, no qualifiers. Jesus Christ. I get on them all about this all the time. There's no need for qualifiers.
So you were dressed, so Andre Agassi.
Wait a minute, who made your costume? It's like, who fucking
So who
cares?
Did Andre Agassi wrestle?
Okay, get out of here. Get out of here. He's out. Get him out of here. Time out. Start the clock. Where's my whistle? Beep. 2 minutes. I love you, man. No one can hear you. No, when we do this, you got to yell, though.
I know no one can hear me right now, but I'm in the box.
He's in timeout. Turn around. Face the corner.
Everyone knows I wear shorts.
That's good. All right, now you stay there. Let me tell this story. Come back here. Let's go. Get over here. I need you. All right. So here's the deal. We are drinking in this room. Belly, we are the only... There's only carpet and walls. It's red carpet. You can't screw this up. Okay, what? Okay, no, it was funny. It was good. We've been talking about a timeout corner for a long time on this show. We need one badly. Yes, get out. 2 minutes. No. No. That's just how that would go. Now, so here's what happened, dude. We're up there. We're in the room. We're by ourselves. There's 20 guys. We're 20 or 19 years old. Immediately, me and my best friend from high school, who grew up 3 feet from each other, the guy whose dad unfortunately passed away, the one who's my best friend, right, from high school, we're all in the room, and we used to, you know when you're two best friends, you always fight. You're always, like, just, not fighting, but, like, play fighting, like, wrestling, basically. Yeah. I'm stronger than you. Fuck you. All right? Yeah? And then it starts. That's what happened. But you got all my friends that are sitting down lining the room. So now it's like I'm in the middle of a ring. Started taking it a little seriously. People are egging us on. It's amazing. We're having some fun. They're all downstairs freaking out. What are they going to do about the garage sensors? When all of a sudden, I know my buddy goes for leverage, so I had to get low and beat him. I grabbed leverage. I pushed him against the wall, and he went through it. So now his ass is inside the wall. We just put a hole in the wall the size of his butt. In the one room...
We couldn't screw anything up.
And guess who has to go down and tell Jane?
The one who did it.
That's me.
So, Jane, you know that room you put
us in? How would you tell? So what I would like to do is what I've been driving towards. How would you tell Jane, who's freaking out over her garage sensors, that you just put a hole in the wall of a room that had nothing that you could screw up except for said wall?
Hey, Jane, you know that,
that's already bad.
You know that room you put us in where we couldn't screw anything up? Well, it's got a new hole in now the bedroom's expanded. The bedroom next door, we expanded it. We knocked out your wall. There's a hole and it's big.
Do you just put a poster over it?
How did it happen? I don't know how it happened, but I got to go. It's my time to leave.
It's time for me to go? You're going to bail? You're mad that I didn't...
Thanks for the invite.
Wait a minute. I didn't call out the Newport cigarette girl, but you're going to just bail?
Yeah. If you're going to be the one that has to go downstairs and tell her, everyone's still up in that room that she can yell at.
That's so true.
And then you can be like...
Just leave.
Hey, by the way, I got to go.
Oh, man, that's so good. We had all planned on staying there for the night, though. We all were sleeping
there.
Yeah,
it's 25 minutes, 25 miles away from your freaking dorm room.
We don't have cars, and we're hammered. Like, we're not, what are we doing? Oh, man, what a nightmare. I actually had to go downstairs. Hey, Jane, listen, I know you're upset. I've got some bad news. I'm just going to tell you, I'm really sorry. We had an accident. Brendan and I were play fighting. There might be a hole in your wall. I mean, she lost her shit. And rightfully so. I'm not making fun of Jane. Oh, my God. She went upstairs and just started reaming everybody in the room out and not us.
So Yes, that's a touchdown.
I felt so bad for her.
Well, that's the thing. Little advice to anyone who's going to host yourself a party.
You're fucked.
Schedule it to where you can repair any kind of damage.
Well, unless you're Matt LaBelle and you put somebody's fist through the wall and then you just put a white piece of printer paper over it.
Yeah, it worked for a while. I was going to fix it the next day.
You didn't even make it 24 hours,
man. I didn't have the time.
That's so good.
Yeah,
that's so good. For a while. So that's my best. That's my Halloween story. And this girl, I mean, I felt so bad for her. Yeah, they ended up having whoever kicked the garage sensors off, they launched them into the woods. Like, we had to go around helping her find them. Like, what a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point? All right, cigarettes, you're being a jerk, kid. But, like, destruction of property? And I'm the one who put the friend through a wall, not on purpose. This person was like, kick, take, launch. What a dick.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
That's like me being like, punch into the wall, ha ha ha, and then leave the room. Like, what?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Don't do that. So respect your property around what you're doing. Let's tell the
people. It's like smashing people's pumpkins. I'm not for it, people.
Oh, I don't like
it. They put in hard work to put those pumpkins together, and you damn high school kids rolling around smashing pumpkins. I mean, it's a great name for a band, but it's not what
tonight,
you want to do on Halloween.
Tonight.
Is Andre Agassi one of your favorite tonight. Go-to Halloween costumes, or do you have a favorite that you've ever done?
The favorite that I ever done was my ceilings jersey. I really like that one.
The ceilings.
Yeah. I made a jersey, like a sports jersey. Mm-hmm. It said ceilings across, like that was the team. I put the number 8 underneath and then a big number 8 on the back, and then I walked into the party. I was like, woo! Go ceilings! Fuck yeah! We're the best!
People He's a like, ceilings fan.
I'm a ceiling fan. People are like, oh, you fucking... Okay, that's pretty good. All right.
That's pretty good.
That was a good... I like the punny ones. Because I feel like I can pull off punny, because you have to be able to take... Oh, you loser. All right, that's pretty cool. Like, you know, you have to be able to pull that off.
Yeah.
What's your best?
I would say it's going to be when I was Ron Swanson, or I've done The Most Interesting Man in the World, when I colored my beard and hair, which was fun.
That could be interesting.
Yeah. Let's see.
You ever do a pun?
No, I've never done a pun. That's something I should think about doing.
One time I was all blue, and then I glued cotton balls all over me. And I had a little spray gun in my pocket.
You've pulled off a lot of pun costumes.
Yeah. I like getting people to say, what are you? And then when they say, what are you? I say, I'm cloudy with a chance of showers. And I go like this, and they'd be like, don't you spray me? And I wouldn't, unless they deserved it.
Yeah.
So that was pretty good.
Costume idea. Well, I've done Mysterion from South Park as well, which is fun.
That's good.
Underwear outside the pants. The other ones I've always suggested of doing, I want to go to a party dressed as Captain Obvious. From the commercials with Travelocity.
That would be so good for you. You do that on the show
because
all the way. Exactly. How did you get the beer? Who's 21? You could have easily been that. Why did you do that on the show?
I know. I should have dressed
Fuck!
Up in Captain Obvious.
That
would have
been perfect.
Guess next year, folks.
Ah.
One of my other favorite costume ideas that I haven't done yet is dress up in a suit, put a little patch on my eye, and then basically walk around and just smack beer out of people's hands, drinks and beer out of people's hands, and then say, maybe you should have protected yourself from mayhem like me, because I'm the Allstate mayhem guy.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Maybe if you had Allstate.
That's pretty good. You're welcome, folks. Right here from TTR Studios. We're just giving you gems.
Yeah,
giving you gems.
If you need any Halloween costume ideas, literally just go to the store, dress yourself up in a suit, and put a patch over your eye, and then just go around parties smacking beers out of people's hands and...
Just causing chaos.
Yeah, causing chaos.
Just don't put any holes in the walls or kick any garage sensors.
Garage sensors. No personal destruction in the house on purpose anyway.
When I did dress up as Andre Agassi, because I had the other thing too that you're not seeing right now. I used to have the two loop earrings. Like, I had a loop earring in each ear, which was really Andre Agassi.
Yeah.
You know what he used to rock, which is the Barry Bonds, is the hanging cross. Remember the dangling cross from the ear?
Mm.
That was Barry Bonds. But no, I did Andre Agassi, and we went downtown, and then all of a sudden, who do I run into? Fake Pete Sampras. Love this guy.
Oh my God. Did you guys have a match?
Oh, we broed out. We broed out on the street.
Now,
it was awesome.
It would have been even better if there was a freaking tabletop tennis game, like a ping pong table at that bar or wherever you were.
I would have crushed
you. You probably would have dominated. Yeah, because you're Andre Agassi. Yeah. You definitely would have beat Pete Sampras.
No, I'm Adam Carluccio, and I will dominate ping pong. Anyone, any of you listening right now, you're fucked.
Yeah.
I'll take you down.
But how hilarious of the scene would awesome. It have been?
How funny would that be?
It would be the 10 out of 10.
So
events.
Cool. But they wouldn't let us have rackets because it would count as a weapon.
What?
Yeah. And we had to stay outside with the rackets. You couldn't have a racket in the bar.
That's weird.
I'm telling you.
Props to 20,000 people to cause crashes and broken glass.
Yeah, and you got 20,000 people walking around downtown, and it's closed. The streets are closed. Like fights. Let's end this. I would like to end this on this.
Well,
that's good. End good
this
radio
on this,
right there. Yeah.
And then I want to do one quick thing at the end.
You want to do it at the end? All right. So all I wanted to say is, 4 years of college, I was single and watching other couples get into fights.
Oh, yeah.
It happens every Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you have a theory on why? Because I have one.
Because they're dressed, some people are dressed inappropriately, and then they get hit on, and then boyfriends get jealous. It's main.
It's not rocket science, guys.
Yeah.
So here's the deal.
It's the same thing with New Year's. People are dressed to the nines.
Fairly, yeah, but this one's a little different because your girlfriend... I have a feeling most of our listeners are a little bit past this age. I don't think we have a lot of 22-year-old listeners, but if we do, hey, that's cool. Take this advice, please. If your girl is doing slutty costume and in the beginning of the night you're cool with it, you have to stay cool with it through the rest of the night.
Oh, yeah.
As you become drunk, you cannot start to get more and more offended as guys are looking at your beautiful woman that you're getting to take home.
And bang while she's wearing that costume.
And you're the only one who gets to bang her out while she looks like that. Okay? Everyone who's looking at her is actually jealous of you.
Let me tell you what's
maybe
not going to happen.
Maybe don't fuck it up by getting into a fight because of your insecurity with your girl looking that way, which you were totally fine with when she left the house.
You're definitely not getting laid if you yell at her about that while you're out.
Or just have a problem with it from the beginning. But do not say, oh my God, baby, you look so fucking good. Oh my God. And then you get to the bar.
And then
and
everyone else thinks she looks so fucking good.
And then you get some tequila in you and then it's fight central. No. What did you think was going to happen? Okay, so first of all, ladies, if you dress, this is Dave Chappelle, this is not me. If you're wearing a uniform, be prepared to be talked to as if that's you. If you're going to look like a slut, you're probably going to get hit on tonight.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, the Dave Chappelle bit is if you wear a uniform of a police officer and somebody's in trouble and they come up and they ask you, officer, help me. Just because I'm dressed this way doesn't mean I'm actually a policeman. Well, it's kind of the same thing. You know, if you dress up like a complete whore and you're wearing nothing but lingerie at the bar and stilettos, it doesn't mean you're a whore, but you look like one. You're wearing their uniform.
Someone's going to try and buy you a drink.
Someone's going to buy you a drink and don't complain about it. Just don't complain about it. Everybody know what's going on. It's one night. We're going to dress like this. We're going to enjoy it. We're going to behave.
Yep. As long as we behave.
So, Belly, take it away. What do you got?
So, I just wanted everyone to, real quick, I wanted to ask Looch, what's your favorite candy on Halloween?
Ooh, favorite candy. Let's do it. I don't want the music right now. I want to think about this. Favorite candy on Halloween?
Yep. If you're looking in that
a full Snickers.
You're looking at that pillow sack.
A full king size Snickers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That house must have been real generous.
Oh, if you find a king size house, you mark that on the map.
mark
that on the map. Go
I mean, I'm always down for Reese's. I really enjoy Nerds, but I'd probably say I'm going to go with the Milky Way.
Milky Way?
Yeah.
King size, clearly.
King size, of course.
What do you get mad at when they give it to you on Halloween? Other than money. Nobody,
1,000
you better
grand.
Not give me, what? Oh, 100 grand?
100 grand bars, because
the
jokes are never okay.
The jokes?
Here's 100 grand for you.
That does it for us, ladies and gentlemen. We're time to get out of here. We gotta go. This has been a really fun
comment
good job.
Comment your favorite Halloween candy and below the video today so we know what kind of candy we should
say
all buy ourselves. Comment all the candy that you like on Halloween. We want to know in the comments down below of our video.
So in your comment, I want to know your yay and your nay. What are you getting in your bag that makes you say yay? And what are you getting in your bag that makes you say absolutely nay as fuck? No thank you.
No, thank you.
We got to get out of here, Belly. Say goodbye to the people.
People, it's been great. It's Wednesday. We have another day of this. Friday. Tune in.
Can't wait.
10 a.m.
Halloween hangovers.
It's going to be November. November's my favorite month.
Potts will be here. I'm
Let's
doing it.
Let's go.
I'll get him here. Congratulations again to Daddy Potts. We've had a blast with you guys.
Congratulations.
Comment below. That's a good idea, Belly. Comment below. Folks, we got to get out of here. Thank you for hanging out with us, for everybody here at TTR Studios and the newest addition to the Daddy Pots family. We will see you guys on Friday. It's Looch Dog in the Morning from TTR Studios.